you're writing songs, do you always write down loads of lyrics, or do you get guitar chords, or do you just sit and just do the guitar and then lyrics come out? How do you work?
I pretty much always write my songs based on an experience. If I can't do that, I sort of make a story up, tell sort of an untold story. Yeah, what I do is I'll be strumming away, playing some chords. probably in my room, and I'll have these lyrics in my head, and I'll just think about them, write them with my pencil, my paper, and then just tweak them a little bit. If I think it's gonna make a good song, that's what I'll do. I'll write it, and I'll see what I can change, see what's gonna sound good. Mm. Yeah, that's what I do.
But you've been to load of train stations and done busking.
I am with a scheme called Busking London.
Yeah.
They get me. They're good people. They're really good people. They get me spots at all the overground stations. Mm. So I do the main ones like Waterloo and London Bridge, Paddington, places like that. They license me. And it's all done through Network Rail. That's how I get my permission.
So people do give you money when they go by, do they?
Yeah.
You can earn a fortune doing busking, can't you? You're smiling. don't discuss money, but you can.
No, don't do it.
But if you're good, you can. Because you can always tell, actually, when you're walking along, if somebody's a musician, they'll be the ones that are tapping along, and then they put their hand in their bag, or they come back normally.
It's true, they come back, they're... A lot of the time, what I never get when I busk is that people walk along with headphones on, right? And they're walking along bobbing their head. How can they hear me, like, because they've got their headphones on, and then they come back, like, two seconds later.
I was going to say, what's the best lyric that you've written that you sat there and went, wow, I'm a genius, that was a good lyric? What one is it for you?
I think it was a good technical lyric. But it's a lyric that really means something. It's in my second song on the EP, Take Me For Me, which I wrote when I was about 14. It was wrote after a load of bullying, and I sort of overcome it. And that was when I moved schools to Brit School, where it's really good. Everybody supports me. And it's just a much better place to be than my other school. And it was wrote about... just how I overcame everything and how I got to be who I am now. And the lyric is, the music will fill the air and set me free. I think it's a really meaningful lyric.
So you've experienced bullying. I mean, it's a different, you know, world to when I went to school, because you've got Facebook, you've got all the social media, you've got Instagram, there's people that can get at you. Whereas before, you just turn up at school, maybe you'd hide somewhere, and then hopefully nobody'd see you. But there's nowhere to hide now. No. 24/7, people can be at you. Is it a jealousy thing because of your singing and playing the guitar and getting that attention that people didn't like so much?
I don't know what it was, really. I don't know if it was jealousy. I hate saying that, jealousy. I hate it. Music is a thing that people don't accept in schools. That's what makes it so difficult and hard, maybe, for other people. I just don't get it. I mean, I wouldn't really call it jealousy. I mean, you could, but...
I think they've taken away a lot of funding as well, which I think is really bad for schools. I mean, I do know quite a few music teachers who love what they do, but they've taken away too much funding. And I think children being creative, you know, you never know, do you? Somebody might want to be a painter or be a singer or be an actor. And it's just nice to be able to give kids the chance to be able to do that. And where you are now is obviously you're getting your academic and you're doing the creative stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. You're lucky. So in another couple of years, all your friends will be famous as well. Because that's what happens when you go there, doesn't it?
No, that's not their motto at all.
Would be mine.
That's the thing.
But would be mine.
They're just trying to teach us how to be grounded musicians.
Yeah.
To just be reliable and to be a nice person. You know?
Yeah.
You can't be a horrible person in the music industry.
No, otherwise you don't work.
No, it doesn't work.
No, you don't work.
In any industry, really.
Yeah.
You just gotta be cool.